Paranoid Radio. Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Testicles 1-2. Testicles. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paranoid Radio Podcast, the best show with the best content for the best listeners. And I am the humble host, Trebles Garcia. We have a pre-recorded show for all of you guys with Big Tank, the best co-host on the motherfucking planet. But right before we jump on all of that, I want you to know that please drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other people enjoy the show as much as we enjoy making it. And now, Paranoid Radio Podcast is available on all podcast platforms on Amazon Music, Spotify, and on Apple Podcasts. Absolutely free. Also on Google Podcasts and every other platform worldwide. Make sure you check us out at ParanoidRadio.com and drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, please. Now, we do not sell anything on the show. We do ask you to just simply share the show or drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And you could also follow us on Instagram at Paranoid Radio, no D, Paranoid Radio Podcast on Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a pre-recorded show with Big Tank on about Genghis Khan. It's a kind of like a prehistoric, historical value show with facts and slight conspiracies that you guys will enjoy. Now, we do also have a segment from JB. Our galactic report will be dropped out right now. JB, take it over.
Welcome back to the Galactic Update Report, brought to you by Paranoid Radio and Rogue One Media. I'm JB. Let's get into it. We head back to JP, our secret space soldier, who has been going on these secret missions and been giving the green light to disclose it. If we remember back to the story of the Arks, these lost Arks that have been discovered across the world, inside oceans, underground. Now, these Arks are ancient, and they were built by the Cedars, the creators of the human race. The Intergalactic Confederation. They oversee all matters regarding the galaxy. They are above the Galactic Federation. They are the prime council authority leaders. They are the most powerful group. Benevolent, good, evolved, loving species here to watch humanity step into the awakening and discover who we truly are. So now these Arks were here. They were left here millennia ago. White Hats have found these Arks. Dark Forces have found these Arks. They want to activate these Arks. The Arks will not activate without the exact crew members that were coded when these ships were being operated millennia ago. So the original crew members are the only ones that can activate these Arks. It takes all of them because they each have a component that will activate a certain section of the Ark. These crew members have incarnated on Earth over lifetimes of the lifetimes and other planets, but they are here now incarnated on Earth, and they're both the White Hats and the Dark Hats are trying to find these crew members in order to get them on the Arks at the same time in order to fully activate them. Now, it's kind of a race to finding these crew members. Nobody knows who they are, not even the crew members, because they've incarnated on Earth and they could be walking around and not even know that they're one of them. Turns out JP is actually one of them, because when he goes on these missions, he enters the Ark and it suddenly activates in a certain section.
Who are the crews of the Arks, and how can they get everybody together to go at once to these Arks? What happens when everybody comes at once in the Ark, when everything is activated at once? Because there's certain spots when you go into the Ark that only I can activate, but there's certain spots on the Arks that I can't activate. There's other people that activate.
So they've figured out that he is one of the former crew members that has incarnated on Earth, and he can activate his section of the Ark. So what has transpired is JP and like 30 other soldiers were taken into this specific location.
So when you enter into this room, it's like a white box, right? And there's a seat in the middle. That seat, when you sit in the middle of the seat, you know, you're relaxed, you lean back. It's like a recliner kind of seat, but it has a shape of a head with, it's like a metal plate that goes behind your head, and it contracts into your head. You just lay back. And when they connect you, like they put wires on, like wire patches on your head, and they sit you and they connect you to these cables. But this cable is connected to a hub on the upstairs that people are monitoring. And I'm like asking myself, man, why did they have me here? What seems to be the problem? You can hear people screaming, like not in pain, but like these boxes, they they put you in this trance. They put you in this deep sleep. And then when you sleep in this deep trance in this box, is actually monitoring your past lives. So it's monitoring all the lives you have lived. I don't know how people are going to take this.
So these scientists and military are trying to find out who the crew members are. So they're searching their past lives to see if they are one of the members of the crew. But they want to know who else JP is connected to that may be another crew member. So they're tapping into his past life without him even being aware of it until afterwards. And they're watching his dreams that are actually his past lives and seeing who he's connected to in today that he was connected to back then that could be a crew member. But what are the implications? We don't know. All we do know is that eventually these arcs are going to activate. These arcs are at the center of this storyline, and when they activate, that's going to be the moment when full disclosure and full contact is going to be made. Will people confuse this with Project Bluebeam? Of course. I mean, I would. I don't know if I see an arc rise out of the ocean and into the sky. Is it Bluebeam? I wouldn't know the difference. None of us would. So it's going to be a lot of chaos, confusion. Hopefully, they have a plan to reduce that and keep people calm. Pretty wild stuff. Looking into your past lives, wouldn't that be a trip if we can have access to something like that and just view our past lives? Some people may not want to. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people may not want. A lot of people don't even believe in past lives. See, the thing is, the whole disclosure is happening right before us through these stories that are being presented to you by these individuals that are being allowed to report on these missions and tell the public in an under-the-radar way where it's not mainstream. So people like you and I, we're getting this information, whether we believe it or not, we're still absorbing it, and it's becoming more and more commonplace and less shocking, less and less unbelievable, less and less outrageous. Like, for me anyway, like, I hear these things, and I'm always shaking my head, but I don't really find it unbelievable anymore. I find it as everyday news now. So stay tuned, stay on the pulse of the good information, use your discernment, verify and check for yourself. I tell people all the time, especially people that are really ignorant and we have to deal with them, I tell people all the time, the truth is out there. You just have to go look for it. You have to go look. If you do nothing and you just accept what the mainstream is telling you as truth, you're going to remain ignorant for the rest of your life. You're only going to be fed lies by the mainstream media. Their job is to keep you ignorant. So if you want the truth, you've got to go seek it, and you will find it. That's it for this Galactic Update Report. I'm JB from Rogue One Media. Now back to Paranoid Radio.
Boom! Make sure you check out Rogue One Media by JB. Rogue One Media on Instagram by JB. Now, Big Tank and I will take it away, and I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the show. That is right, Big Tank. Thank you for those two amazing stories. As always, doing an amazing job. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please allow me to jump in from the deep end of the pool and set the fucking mood. We have an amazing episode lined up, so get fucking ready. The King of Kings and the ruler of the largest land-connecting empire the world has ever seen, Genghis Khan. Followed by the ruthless grandsons and daughters, he single-handedly conquered more land in 25 years than the Roman Empire in 400. Hashtag GTS that shit. 10 million square miles, a mass larger than the continent of Africa, larger than North America and Central America combined. This motherfucker has the biggest landmass of empire connecting land and is also responsible for the fucking Golden Silk Road. Now, Big Tank, please come in and give us some more details. Welcome to Genghis Khan.
Hey, who's that? Who's that?
Big
Tank. Never heard of him. I've heard of Big Tank, but I've never heard of this Khan. Are we talking about the Mongolian barbecue place in the mall?
Oh, yeah, dog. Oof. Hey, have you ever tasted that place? That's actually pretty fucking good. I wonder if it's made out of like trocitos de carne from human beans and shit.
Human beans. Okay. Let's jump into the deep end of this. Let's bring it in. He's one of the most ruthless dictators to walk this land. I know in this day and age, we think of dictator, we think of Hitler, we think of Castro, we think of fucking Fidel.
Yeah,
you got me. Don't get me wrong. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that.
But ain't nothing wrong with being a dictator.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a dick. All right, good old dick. Name Richard. All right.
Okay.
But realistically, this guy was methodical at very best. Let me just tell you, before he started his life, how he finished his life. Did you guys know that? Oh, yeah, yeah. This is how vindictive and such an allegiance he had. Okay, I'm gonna tell you how he ended.
Hit me.
Did you know that anybody that attended his funeral got killed?
Yeah, yeah.
After the funeral was over.
Yeah, it was over 20,000 people got killed after his funeral was over because he was trying to hide his tomb, which means, hence why they haven't found his tomb in the past fucking 600 years. As a matter of fact, he didn't only kill 20,000 fucking people that were fucking, that witnessed where he was buried, but then he also had another sect of his empire divert an entire river to go over the tomb. Which is why we can't find no traces, no roads, no nothing that could lead anybody to where he was buried.
It's almost a myth. Believe it or not. Believe it or not. Mm-hmm. So, how would I put this? He was an ambitious man, to say the very least.
Yes.
He was as driven as Michael Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, all put together. Now, imagine him being so cynical that it embodied him all throughout.
Now, finish up.
All I was gonna say,
All
I was gonna say is, can you imagine having the ruthlessness of all them three people, but the mentality of your most famous serial killers put together?
That's what I was going to say. Yes, because might as well be a fucking serial killer episode. This motherfucker wasn't only a serial killer and a vindictive one, but he was also the fucking one of the most strategic army fucking soldier, general, military man that ever, ever, ever existed. He came from a rough background, fool. He came from a very, very tough background. He was sick when he was a kid. He comes from a very fucking tribal area in a Mongolian desert in a Mongolian country where only fucking tribes existed. While China had three different dynasties, Mongolia was just tribes hunting and gathering, which is why another reason why they made him so fucking ruthless. As a matter of fact, as a kid, he had to kill his own fucking brother to show strength because his brother was accused of hoarding food for himself. So because he was hoarding food, he killed his own blood brother. And after that, that's when he came Khan. Khan means leader. And then Genghis means universal. So again, universal leader, supreme leader, you know, fucking North Korea type of shit. Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to the basics, okay?
Yeah.
Genghis Khan, born, his original name was Temujin, in 1162 all the way up to 1227, okay? Mm-hmm. That's when he died. Also known as Chinggis Khan, okay?
Chinggis? Like Chinggis or Chinggis?
Well, that's how you're supposed to pronounce Genghis.
Mm-hmm.
You got me? That's how it's supposed to be said. Okay. So, as Trevor mentioned, he enveloped his name. He transcended into his name by all the stuff that he did. He was actually supposed to be known as the one and only, believe it or not. He was.
What do you mean, like a chosen one?
No. He wanted to be the sole heir owner, and when he knew his time was coming, hashtag go look it up. He would have so many daughters, not so many sons. There's even rumors speculating that he would kill off most of his sons.
What?
Yes, there are, quote unquote, a lot of his sons didn't make it, or he would personally enlist them in the army to make sure that they passed away so they wouldn't overthrow him.
It makes sense because I don't know if this is true, but there's a myth going around where he would have his daughters get married with the small time local empires in Asia, right? He would have the fucking kings marry the emperors marry his daughters, right? And then he would force those empires to make his daughters like the very first wife. So if he died at battle or anything, Genghis Khan's daughters would take over the empire. You see what I'm saying?
Go look that shit up because that is true. So yes. His goal in life, and I say this with a real easy heart, was to spread his seed as much as possible and take over nations instead of having to fight with them, especially after he had such a ruthless power. So
yes,
he was by any means extraordinary, methodical the way he thought. Okay. Yeah. His idea was, I've already intimidated enough people that I could bully them and do whatever I tell them to do.
Yes. So
he chose the path of least resistance. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people actually thought that as being smart. Realistically, that's a little bit of dictatorship. And guess what? If they didn't agree to it, he would kill them.
Yes.
So people have a real strong notion that Genghis Khan and El Chapo's Guzman have this connection because they were really similar. As we all know, Chapo Guzman was known for throwing these big extravagant parties, giving back to the people, or Robin Hood in a sense for some things.
Uh-huh.
Please do not be fooled that he did no harm. You have to remember, when he was building a lot of these tunnel systems, he would kill a bunch of the people that were there that actually witnessed it because he couldn't leave any type of evidence. Mm-hmm. What did Genghis Khan do? Genghis Khan was one of the most... What's the word for psychotic?
Psychotic. Another word for psychotic tank.
untrusting, unpleasable person, because he had these spur of the moments. No, we got to go do this now. No, we got to go do this. Now we got to switch. No, now we got to do this.
And another, like, the reason why they think it was so fucked up, and I'm going to give you just briefly why people thought that he was so much of a serial killer. Now, he wasn't only the murderer of his own fucking brother because his brother hoarded food, but another fucking way that he killed in vengeance his own father's death was he would take early tribes around the area, and he would boil the leaders alive, having them, the nobles, drink the soup. Let me repeat that to you. He would get the leaders of the tribes, he would boil them alive in a fucking giant casserole thing, a little big ass crock pot. And while they were dying, he would have the other nobles, so I'm talking about the other royals, the other monarchs that led little empires and little tribes and shit, eat the soup. I'm talking about like the human, like the pot, fool. The pot where
But did they know about it? Or was this just like...
Oh, you had to eat your own, basically eat your own fucking family member. Check this out. When he reached Beijing, because he was... this is what made him so fucking famous. He reached Beijing, which is now the capital of China, and the Mongols cut off. So back then they had big ass walls. Beijing was surrounded by kind of like the China wall. Okay, so Beijing was surrounded by that big ass fucking brick wall. And he cut off all of the supply lines coming into the city. He had the Chinese eating their own dogs, rats, and eventually themselves, starting with their children and ending with their fucking elders. It got to a point where the Beijing people were eating their own kids, dog, and eating their own elders to stay alive. By the time they got inside of Beijing, there was fat blubber all over the floor. The floor was slippery from all the fucking body grease that the people were wasting and fucking using for fire to keep warm. Hashtag GTS that shit. Which is why Genghis Khan is known as one of the most ruthless fucking killers and military warlords. And I'm using the warlord very, very heavily here. Warlords of all time. He wasn't only unmarked, but he had so many fucking clones. Not clones. How do you say this? When you have like stunt doubles to do stupid shit for you because they were trying to murder him all the time. How do you say that? Fucking
double gangers. I mean, double gangers. Impersonators that would impersonate him.
Yeah. But that's not all. We could also switch up the tempo. He would take all the beautiful women and all the from all the beautiful corners of his empire. As a matter of fact, this is where it starts tripping the fuck out, and I want you to bring some fucking facts. One out of every 200 people, this is how much this motherfucker got his dick wet, how much he fucked. One out of every 200 people in today's era. Guys, I can't make this shit up. One out of every 200 people in today's era are directly descendants from Khan. Hence, the blue butt theory. Big Tank, please bring that in. What the fuck is the blue butt theory, dog?
Okay, so the blue butt theory...
We're not talking about Avatar here.
No. Realistically. So, I don't know if you guys ever happened to you. Nathan had a small blue stain on his butt. You get me? It was more towards the spine, towards the top end. But
It looks like a giant birthmark. Like a
giant birthmark that goes away. Yeah. For the most part, it goes away.
Yes.
There are a couple of people that actually haven't been able to take it off and actually stays with it. So there is a theory that if you experience the blue butt as you are born, you are somehow, or in one way or another, you are actually a descendant of Mongols, actually more correct, Genghis Khan, because what that's how much he spread his seed. So believe it or not, completely up to you. Mm-hmm. If you believed that you actually sustained it long enough, the blue butt, it would show how pure you are connected to him. There are people that, believe it or not, that actually hold themselves accountable as descendants. Realistically, fucking descendants of Genghis Khan, because the mark hasn't gone away.
When we were coming up, every single time they would say, oh, he has that birthmark. When any baby would have that birthmark, we would think they're just Indian food. They're just native. They're just a straight up fucking Latin race, fucking Mayan Aztec roots, you know, Inca roots, whatever, you know, like straight fucking Oaxacanos with the nopal in the frente. If you don't know what that means, I'm talking about people born, like Latin American people, like they're just straight from the, you know, brown, you know, short and stubby faces. We would think that they were part of some native tribes. Now it comes to find out that the blue butt theory is that you're directly descended from Genghis Khan. As a matter of fact, that makes a lot of sense. The Chinese and the Mongols, they reached the Americas a long time before. So did the Vikings, a long time before the Europeans got here, which comes, it kind of makes sense that the Mongols, or at least his descendants and his kids, 600 million other people out there are connected to him. This is fucking weird. And strategic, if anything, if you ask me.
Well, see, that's exactly my point. So did you know that the Mongols actually started this? It's more of a tradition where they would eat the placenta of the mother that just gave birth.
Repeat that shit. Wait.
So
what?
It is okay, said, and up. Some people still practice it. Okay.
Yes.
That if you eat the placenta. Mm-hmm. After the baby comes out, technically your wife gives to birth, which is the placenta. It's this big old heavy sack that if you eat it, you are indulging a new set of life so you can live longer.
Okay.
And there is people that still practice it to this very fucking day.
That's a new one. I didn't even know that connection with Genghis Khan. What the fuck?
So it was said that he's one of the originals that started that whole thing. Believe it or not,
it's not all bad with this guy. There's new shit and new trending shit. As a matter of fact, let me tell you something now. This is gonna blow your fucking mind. He was the creator of a meritocracy. Okay, so meritocracy disregarded your color, race, creed, brotherhood, or any religion. You were just judged upon your absolute ability to lead and create. So every single empire, every dynasty, every nation he took, every tribe he took over, he would seek out the most talented men. He would seek out the most talented blacksmiths, fucking singers, fucking actors, actresses, jesters. He would have the most talented people join amongst his reign, which made more loyalty amongst his military members. It makes a lot of sense. This guy wasn't only looking to kill, he was actually looking for the best. He wasn't a racist like Hitler was, just looking for the most beautiful race. He was looking for the most beautiful people, regardless of your religion. It's fucking awesome because he even made them a religion law called YASA, YASSA, #GTS that shit. He created the empire that was the most diverse in religious in world history. As we know it today, the fucking Mongolian Empire, when Genghis Khan and he and his kids were alive and still in power, they had Muslims, they had Jews, they had Christians, and they had all types of religions mixed in one empire, and he respected every single one of them. It was only until after his death that his kids started fucking killing the Christians and the Jews and the Muslims for talking against each other. So it was like a turmoil within after Genghis Khan that was dead. Fucking crazy shit. And that's when he created the fucking Silk Road, which still to this day, if you know anything about economy, the Chinese Empire sorry, the Chinese nation, the country of China, is trying to connect and rebuild the Emerald Necklace or the fucking Golden Silk Road, that which connects China, India, and all the fucking northern and the fucking Middle Eastern countries to Africa, being able to fucking trade gold and goods and spices and money and trade and all that good shit. So he was the originator of the fucking Silk Road. And now we could thank him for the stability that that region has today. Yes, sir. That's right.
Damn, that was a definite fucking mouthful. So,
yeah.
Let's rate them. All right. Okay. I want you to rate them. Okay. Top three, or let's do top. Yeah, top three. Okay. In fierceness, more or less than Hitler?
In fierceness, I want to say, look, I want to say less than Hitler, because okay. Hitler was like exterminating a whole fucking sect of people, dog. You see what I'm saying?
What about strategic?
Strategic, amongst the best. I want to say top three, maybe number one. Second will be Alexander the Great, and third will be probably fucking... Look, dog, look, you have to hand it to him. I don't like the motherfucking dude, but he did take over a lot, like one third of the fucking world also, and it was Hitler.
Well, but why wouldn't you like him though?
Because he fools the fucking racist, dick.
I mean, he wasn't racist. He was just set on conquering the world.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You get what I mean? I can say a lot of people in power do believe that they should have more power. Well, that might not be the most nicest or fairest thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's what we built on. You get me? I mean, just imagine us 200 years ago. If we weren't a savage, ruthless motherfuckers, we never would have separated from Great Britain.
You know what? It's fact. Certain points of life needed to happen. Certain individuals needed to exist and create sectors of like points in life in human history where we could shift in order to be in today's realm. That's true. I believe it. I think you're 100% true. And as a matter of fact, I also want to fucking add on to that, which is fucking trippy. It is Genghis Khan's fault that the European fucking continent had paper, compasses, and gunpowder. As he was the one that traded him, and he was the creator of the fucking Renaissance. If it wasn't for his Silk Road, Europe wouldn't have gone through the Renaissance. Boom.
Hiroshima
Nagasaki and that. Boo. I'm telling you, he was undermining. This is one of the most biggest conspiracies, because it's a conspiracy, dog. They haven't found him. They haven't found his tomb. This is like, he's a serial killer, and he's also known to be one of the
Does he really exist?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You know, during his conquest, fool, he had made mountain-sized piles of skulls after avenging his father's murders. So he went onto a spree and killed 1,500 people, gathered their skulls, and made mounds off their bones just to fucking represent how ruthless he was. It, obviously, all in the name of war, all in the name of vengeance, because how they killed his dad. So. Yeah, he had the best horse archers. The horse archers in his army, they were so fucking good that they had bad joints because they spent so much time on the back of horses training for war. He had the excellent combo of wild survival and vicious warrior tribes. He had a tribe mentality, but when went war, he took no prisoners. He said he had this law where he wouldn't take any prisoners because he wouldn't want to feed them and waste the resources. He was a 100% excellent scavenger, dog. He would take the sources from every empire and put it straight to the people's back. He would never fucking like use it to like exploit them. You see what I'm saying? Kind of like how Europe would have printed prisoners and shit. Like the Vatican would have prisoners and shit like that. Tripping the fuck out. Yeah, sir.
Well, okay. In that sense, that doesn't show much humanity. Let's be honest.
It doesn't. But it also shows, I think it's one of the best mental warfare tactics. You fucking put fear upon the next army you're going to conquer. And they know that you're going to take zero prisoners. These motherfuckers are not going to want. They're going to retreat before you even arrive, dog. You see what I'm saying?
That's true. Submit completely. Be like, we'll be part of you type of deal. Hey, that's smart. Hey. Lead through ruthlessness. That's one of the motto.
Yeah, he was one of the people that he was one of the few fools emperors that was able to stand against the Persian Empire at the height of their power and fight back full on without the fucking Persian Empire ever setting foot inside the Mongol territory. So they were like head to head, And then the Mongols were able to push him back without even fucking stepping on him. And you're talking about human, like he didn't want to be a human, like how do you say, a humanitarian? The motherfucker went up all the way to the fucking, to like the border of India. And India was weak at the point because Muslims had already broken up India, and he didn't take over India. He liberated Indian sections of Muslim territories, and then he liberated India and said, I'm not going to fuck with the Indians. And he just fucking left. Like there was something that told him not to fuck with India. And at that point, the country of India, that region of the world, was one of the most richest in soil, gold, diamond, animal hide, fucking ivory, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it was like he did things in life where he could have taken over more of the world and he didn't, fool. So I want to say he wasn't all bad.
Well, we've all seen basically a couple of people where they go Asia for Asians.
What do you mean? Like, you like Asians?
No. So you have to remember something that's been constantly going on is that the world is somewhat divided to a sense, especially the old world, which would be China, Russia, North Africa, Europe, Spain, where they've all been quote unquote divided. And you can actually travel to different places and they could tell you, oh, this person is this person is that, as opposed to you come to the U.S., post a picture, and this is being realistic, post a picture of an American and we could give you 10 different people that look completely different.
We do not
match the statistics. So word. You have to remember, Japan at its rise of heavy power in WW2 was basically saying Asia for Asians. So in a sense, he was almost doing that as well. So you have to just think about it and be like, what if there's something within, I don't want to say, maybe the Asian,
he's trying Asian to put like slanted eyed people. And I'm not being racist here. I'm not being racist. He tried to keep the slanted eyed people within his, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense why he didn't push on westward and take over the rest parts of fucking like northern Russia and the parts of okay, agreed. Good observation. So he was trying to keep all the slanted eyed people in, united in one area, and at the same time fuck some bitches because he was fucking this motherfucker would fuck daily about 19 to 20 people within the fucking like with midday and then another 40 the next. Like he was busting nuts with his wife. We had over 300 wives, by the way, and he was busting nuts with fucking his like his maids and shit. Like he was having everybody. And one of the most fucking beautiful things about that was that his method of fucking, I'm not talking about the way he fucked. I'm not saying he's the great fucker. I'm saying that he would fuck so much because he wanted to have so many kids to be able to control the rest of his empire upon him dying. So he didn't leave his empire to just one son or one emperor, or one king. He left the empire to all of his kids, which is why it broke down and it was corrupted by that, by the time he was dead and shit. So yeah,
most definitely. I mean, shit, this was methodical. We can establish that. All right, let's finish this one off.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 through 10, obviously 10 being the highest.
Uh-huh.
What do you give his leadership experience?
Because of the impact he had around the fucking world, being able to take, he has the biggest fucking landmass empire in the planet in all written history. I want to give him a fucking 10++. And I'm not talking about LGBTQ +++, 10++. He takes an A++ on that shit.
Agreed. Hell yeah. Agreed.
What about his viciousness?
Look, for him taking no prisoners, I'm going to say he scores high up there. You got me? Realistically, I mean, it's casualties of war. It's something that's expected now. It's basically in a unwritten handbook. Yeah. You get me? I'm going to say 9.5.
You know what? I think Hitler was a little better than him in ruthlessness. Not better. Worse than him in ruthlessness, because Hitler spent resources making sure that the Jews were moving around and putting them in ovens. It's the truth, bro. It's the truth. You know, he was wasting
resources. It is. Definitely, you know? Is.
He had to build camps and shit. So I think being ruthless and just gory as a motherfucker, just demonic, it was probably Hitler takes it up for sure. But Genghis Khan has definitely has an impact us not only in our, you know, livelihood and our civilizations, but also through our fucking bloodline. Because little do you know, if we were born with our fucking blue butt, like an avatar, we're not from Pandora. We're Genghis Khan's kids. Bam. Big time. Little know where they can find you.
Yeah, definitely. And I appreciate the bomb food you make at the Swami. I mean, at the mall. Shame on. You guys know the deal. Catch me at EKNAT.626 or go follow my main page, Los_Piñados_Bullies. Okay, yes. Go check us out. But don't forget the movement. Go and give that follow, like button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Check out our website and please show love to the Instagram page as well because it is moving.
Yo, that is right, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paranoid Radio Podcast, and I hope you guys enjoyed Genghis Khan, the worst fucking and the best emperor, from my take, my sense, my fucking, my point of view. Make sure you follow Big Tank at Los_Cuñados_Bullies, Los Cuñados Bullies, and Paranoid Radio Podcast. Please drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other people enjoy the show as much as we enjoy making it. Paranoid Radio Podcast, see you guys next week. I'm out. Peace out.
Until the next time.
Purple hat, no hat, but you have